main line or ideas or thoughts about this part importance or meaning of this Mongolian Rooted People's Federation for World Peace. I would like to ask Hannu Hassinen to present this content for us from now on.
I will read now some contents from the keynote added by Dr. Muakwak in the inauguration of this Mongolian Related People's Federation for World Peace. But I want to give some finished comments or summary after that, because I think it is significant we are now in Finland, and I really want to be really connected very much to Finnish people, so it should be said also I think in Finnish at some point. Eli tuonne englanniksi otteita Reven Kvarkin puheesta ja sanon sen jälkeen sitten suomeksi olennaisia osia. Koska on hyvin tärkeää, että suomalaiset ymmärretään, että tässä prosessissa tässä vaiheessa tämä on tällainen historiallinen asia ja kehityskulku, joka liittyy tähän IFWPn toimintaan, niin sillä tavalla se liittyy siihen, että voimme niin kuin, olla siinä täysin paljon mukana. So,
but please, I have to mention that this is not anything new on educational life and educational research. There has been already 10 years different kinds of scholarships for this kind of research, and there have been already done on Mongolian roots in many countries.
That's right.
But on this connection, it is
yes,
new.
Yes, that's right. So, it is very true what Mrs. Väisänen said. Things that are here are in many places pretty much known. What I understand is what is here taking place, it is being connected to what is going on now in IFWP. And I want to say what Mrs. Väisänen said yesterday's event in Parliament. Everything is very much connected, and she has a lot of background and information, and I hope that we have also opportunity to share everything that she knows, because it helps us to connect all these various things together. So I'm very happy about this comment. Yeah. Okay, so this keynote added from Dr. Chung Man Kwak, excerpt from it. We all are aware that overcoming boundaries and barriers between ethnic groups, religions, races and nations can be very difficult. Yet peace can never be realized without transcending these barriers. Sadly, no one dares to take the first step, and these boundaries and barriers persist, resulting in division and self-centered interests. So, how have we overcome these barriers until today, or today? I believe it is the instinct rooted in our lineage. Now he's referring to all the Mongolian rooted, Mongolian related nations where he was talking to. I believe it is the instinct rooted in our lineage and our spiritual nature and our orientation towards the common good that has led us to this place. Originally, we are all from the same family. We are bound together by blood. We come from one common ancestor. Throughout this conference, we will discover that we are all related and share a common cultural root. We will discover that Mongolian-related peoples have a much longer and more deeply rooted history than we thought. The Mongolian people were something like pilgrims. Among all races, no race has been dispersed so widely around this world, reaching to areas such as Asia, Europe, and Middle East, America, and even the Arctic areas of the North Pole. 10,000 years ago, the common ancestors of the Mongolian-related people began their migration and pilgrimage to all parts of the world. Historians to this day have explained the vast movement of our ancestors from a from a political, economic, or socio-cultural perspective. According to their explanation, this migration was caused by and motivated by climatic change and food shortages among the people and their lifestyle. The explanation is not entirely wrong, but I believe that historians have been only partially correct in this analysis. Consideration of the phenomenal and visible aspects of economics, politics, society and culture can be useful in giving a certain understanding of history and human life. But when we try to explain human history more comprehensively, this method has many limitations. The scientific study of phenomena such as politics, economics, society and culture alone is not sufficient to provide a complete understanding of the essence of history. It cannot provide the key to history, namely what is the purpose, origin and progression of history. We must approach history from a holistic point of view. This is crucial. This is a conference about peace. We are here to ask if everlasting peace and prosperity is possible for the Mongolia-related people's leaders of the world, and for all mankind. If we approach history and reality from a holistic perspective, we can acquire clear answers about the essence and ultimate realization of peace. A comprehensive look at history grasps the history of God. It lifts us above external analysis that our Mongolian-related ancestors migrated due to climatic, political, or economic factors. By looking at the history of our ancestors in relation to that history, which includes this spiritual perspective and the invisible spirit world, we see that history is driven by more deeply by the search for liberation, freedom, equality and peace. We have to conclude that our Mongolian-related ancestors did not migrate simply because of natural changes and political and economic factors. That rather it was God's history and the spiritual world work behind the scenes, affecting our ancestors whether they realized it or not. This was not a simple migration, but in truth it was a so-called providential diaspora. And then I skip it, explains more to which all parts of the world they have moved. Historically, the founders of the world's major religions, such as Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, and Confucianism, have all descended from Shem. Furthermore, many ancient civilizations that came forth and developed from the Sumerian civilization as long also belong to this lineage. Just I want to very shortly summarize. There's a longer presentation before, but it shows in short that the Mongolian-related peoples are, their descendants are, all religions have started from that, those roots. So it shows a certain spirituality which is connected to this race. There are many traits shared among the civilizations and religions built by the descendants of Shem. Among them we discover faith, an absolute value system, an emphasis on the ethics of the family, purity, a spiritual orientation, unselfish love and other special attributes. These spiritual foundations will become the cornerstones in delivering mankind for many of the world's problems, such as the breakdown of the family, crime, alienation among youth, international terrorism, diseases and poverty. In this way, Mongolian related people, we can say, stand in the position of the elder tongue, which is crucial to the history of salvation, peace, and restoration of mankind. According to this providential context, we must understand that our ancestors, without their knowing, spread the light of these heavenly ideas in accordance with God's guidance. God, humanity, and our Mongolian related ancestors have all longed for peace. Yet peace cannot be realized without knowing God. Without developing our spirituality, including direct experience of the spirit world, and without the true heart that arises from our original nature of goodness. This is dictated by God's principles of creation and the law of heaven. As we give, sacrifice, and devote ourselves unselfishly and in accordance with true love, a world of harmony, unity, and peace, and a new order of creation will unfold before us. We have to remember from now on that self-centered actions always create foes and enemies and lead to destructive ends. Everlasting peace for mankind begins by first knowing God and spirit world. All the barriers that appeared during the course of the history of man in the era before heaven must be overcome. Only by practicing the principles of true love can complete peace be realized. This is the basis of the absolute value system. During this conference, I hope that you all open your heart and experience the true love of brotherhood and sisterhood with those around you. Through this conference, I sincerely hope that your spiritual eyes will be open and that you will experience God's grace. By understanding God's heart, as you will realize with full clarity that we Mongolian-related peoples of this world need to do what we need to do in creating a world peace. May God's blessings be upon you and your family. Thank you very much. So, just a couple of comments I want to say in Finnish. Sanon suomeksi muutama kommentti tästä. Koska täällä on lukenut tämän muutaman kerran ja miettinyt sitä, että ne maat tai ne kansat, jotka on mainittu tässä yhteydessä, ne on ollut siis tietysti Mongolia, mutta myös etelä Aasiassa olevat nämä Kirgistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakstan, siellä on näitä jo, ja myöskin kiinalaiset ja korealaiset ja japanilaiset kuuluvat tähän. Ja Euroopasta nimenomaan, ja sitten niin Euroopasta mainittu Unkari ja Suomi.
Ja Suomi saamelaisten luokse.
Niin Suomi nimenomaan, koska saamelaiset ajatellaan, ja ilmeisesti siellä on tämmöistä ajatusta, että Suomi on pääasiassa saamelaisten asuttama.
Joo.
Ja me voidaan ehkä Einari seuraavassakin yhteydessä vähän esittää sitä, tämä geneettinen yhteys ei ole kovin vahva, ja ehkä kulttuurinen yhteys ei ole kovin vahva, mutta minusta se, että sieltä käsin on tällä tavalla niin kuin meidät nähty ja määritetty, minusta se antaa hyvän syyn siihen, että me nähdään, ja jollakin tavalla me intuitiivisesti saatetaan kokea ja tuntea siitä, että meillä on jonkunnäköiset juuret sinne päin. Ja luin tässä äskettäin sosiologi Erik Allardin kirjat, jossa hän määritteli, millä tavalla tämä kuuluvuus määritellään. Niin yksi on tällainen kuin samaistuminen. Eli
and may I tell you something?
Joo.
Because of our roots from Mongolia comes through Sami people. For us, for Finnish people, it's at most important to take care of Sami people, and it's also in European strategies at the moment.
Yes.
It is really political and educational strategy in European Union to survive to keep Sami people alive.
Just.
We should support this cultural inheritance.
Tämä on viimeisten parinkymmenen vuoden aikana, sanoisin, tullut esille tämä Suomen ja saamelaisten suhde, mikä on, että meillä on niin kuin, tämä valtaväestön kannalta ollut semmoista sortavaa asennetta sinne päin. Tämä meidän pitää tunnustaa ja nähdä, että me ei olla saatu arvostaa heidän sitä kulttuurijuurista.
And now, for example, Finnish politicians and all these in the decisions, they have had to take Sami people to their strategies and politics.
Ja sitten on tietysti vielä mainitsin, että on esimerkiksi Amerikan alkuperäisväestö ja Eskimot ja tämmöiset on katsottu tähän kuuluviksi. Mutta niin kuin mä lyhyesti sanon, että tämän tilaisuuden tarkoitus on, että me tullaan tietoisiksi näistä asioista ja nähdään, mitä tässä puheessa sanottiin. Näissä kulttuureissa on semmoisen rauhan luomisen sydän. ja niin kuin Martin Pääsin eilisessä kommentissa myöskin sanoi, ja niin kuin usein viitataan myös korealaisiin tämmöistä, että he eivät ole koskaan hyökänneet ympärissä yhdellä olin mainin. Tässä on aikamussuunnitelmien. Niin tässä kokonaistoiminnassa, niin kuin tämä jäsenetään tähän ajattelukin toimintaan, niin että nähdään, että tässä nyt kutsutaan tai puhutellaan tätä elementtiä, joka, johon me voidaan niin kuin samastua ja tuoda se oman panoksemme tässä kehityksessä. Ihan tämä kommentti halusin vaan tässä lähteä. Ja varmasti tästä eteenpäin on hyvä aihe niin tarkastella näitä asioita ja miettiä syvemminkin. Näin liikkeelle lähtemään tämmöiset ajatukset. Kiitos.
On the Sami, it is as far as everybody knows that the Sami are not only in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Sami in Sweden, Norway,
and Russia.
So all these four countries, Sami went of course, and now we have three other countries members in the EU. And we have more, two of them are members in EU, Finland and Sweden, and it should be, I heard also that it is an organization, family organization, that is asking for the rights in the European Union, and it's quite well organized and strong one, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So Finland is only a part of the whole process.
Yes, that's right.
One thing we connect it as well.
That's crucially important, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for this presentation. And next we move, which is directly connected with this, what was just said and described, like advisor of IAFWP in Finland, such as Olisishumi, would like to give a comment.
Okay, thank you very much for your presentation. Also, I was so touched about your comments, because I didn't know. So basically, Mongolian people generation for world peace. This is the English title. I was so struggling. Why the Mongolian people generation? Even like Orient. So I have when I was born, at the time I had a blue spot, like a mark. So those people, we call it Mongolian spot. So, of course, Asian people, we take more deeply connected to the Mongol. But even though I'm Orient, I have been struggling. How to understand this one? So I researched, also I did the revolution content. Then, briefly, I will comment why I will express. As you know, Lebanon Samyun, also Fidel Samyun, their serious consideration is world peace. How to harmonize this world beyond race, beyond nationality. So, one point, of course, Lebanon Samyun focus on unity of religion. So, this morning, we heard from us, Dr. Abshakura, extremist of Jews and Islam. They sat together one table and they are a common base. It's quite common base. They said, music is sin.
Yes.
Yeah. Based upon this common base,
we could say they agree.
Yeah.
In order not to agree.
So, there were some young basically they tried to create harmony among people because these are the mind part of human body. He only concerned about original point. That's why mind based upon harmony of religion, politicians, or other activists. Work out how to establish world peace. This is we understand. But his concern always going back to original point. This is a family.
because morality is expressed or expansion of family. Therefore, family, if family unite, among family members unite each other, then it is easy to create world peace. This is his concern. That all he encouraged, husband and wife should unite each other, or parents and children should unite each other. This is his all serious concern. So based upon that, you know, I decide something. Of course, Miss Margit Baisanet, maybe she has more deep research, but anyway, according to my research, I found it's a kind of one of our biblical scholars asking. So he said in the Bible, or even the Jews, sorry, he said. Also, he mentioned in the King Adolf's relevant quote, Noah's family, elder son, is a Shem. So Shem, Ham, and
Japheth.
Yes. So three sons, and Shem is the elder son. So always relevant concept about family. So Shem's descendants expanded from the area of Mongol, according to also biblical study too. So he said clearly, all the descendants of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, populate the world as the three main divisions of mankind. Mongolic is Orient, and Negroid is the black, and Caucasian is white, respectively, and of their mind. So in other words, this is basically elder son should be responsible for world peace. Another instance. And then try to embrace younger son. And try to support parents in this battle. So therefore, Mongolian People Federation, this Lebanon why he asked to establish. Because this is beyond nationality, beyond race, or beyond region. So elder son gather together and they try to initiate world peace. So through this way, Lebanon side it is faster to establish world peace. So other part of IFLP activity, we try to establish this branch or organization. This is a reminder. Moon suggestion. So basically, his serious concern is family. So therefore, in this world, worldwide family, everybody under the God, everybody brothers and sisters. So under the one God, parent, we are brothers and sisters, we are children. So elders and girls to try to initiate this world peace activity. This we call Mongolian People Federation for World Peace. Just I would like to explain about this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now we can bring, maybe, can I mention maybe Finnish viewpoint of, and the referrer will bring this other comment. Comment and speech. Welcome. Not only comment and speech, but maybe some surprising program. Come.
Thank you. So, you had a very wonderful presentation about the ideas behind this federation, and I think I'm
more going to talk from the viewpoint of a Finnish person, how to relate this kind of thing, and more practical relationship. So actually I'm not just completely alone here representing myself, because we have had opportunities to have some talks with Finns. Bevan and Moon initiated this organization, and especially with Anu Assinen and Keijo Mikkonen, we have met and to reflect about this. And actually, based on our experience, we could find at least 3 points that we find in common for the people and nations which were listed before us, Mongolian related people. So based on our experience, all these people, there is a tendency for love for the nature among these people. And the second aspect that we find among these people is sensitivity for other people, feelings, some kind of sensitivity. And we also see, let's say, attitude, ability to consider others, to live for the sake of others. So, for example, in Finland, this is expressed in the tradition of talkot, of doing things together to help each other. Or perhaps, as mentioned yesterday in the Parliament House, our welfare state might be, in some aspects, an expression of living for the sake of others, as a neighbor. So, for me personally, I was talking about experience before, and my personal first experience with a Mongolian-related country was in 1996. I traveled to Hungary for a student seminar, and I have to say I felt very much at home in that country. I did not know my wife then, neither did I meet her during that trip. But we were Tuija Luantava was traveling with me, many of you know, and we both felt very much at home coming to Hungary, and the response from the Hungarian people was equally enthusiastic, but expressed with even more poetic expression. Our first evening we were told by our Hungarian brothers and sisters, they said, when we look at your eyes, we see like the stars of the evening sky. Such a welcome. So sometimes I wonder, why did we ever separate? Why did we ever come to live in such a far distant place, Finland and Hungary? Actually, Ambassador Heikki Latvanen, he knows a very good joke. He might tell you, if you will ask, why the Finns and Hungary are separated. But I'm not going into that now. So, according to science, some of scientific theories, Hungarians and Finns lived together, and many other peoples as well, but let's say they were not Hungarian Finns, correct word is some of our ancestors, yes? They lived together as one people some 4,000 years ago, and the area, it is somewhere what is now southern Russia, near the Volga River, that kind of area. They were living as nomads, basically. There. But we don't know much of why they departed, other than perhaps some theories of climatic change or what was referred to before. So actually my best source to understand this, it has been my wife, and this is something special I'm going to share with you now, I hope you don't mind. Because quite recently, actually while she was in Korea, she was contemplating about this issue, and internally, and actually she had a vision, like a dream, a daytime dream, of two brothers, and what she would see is some hurt feelings between the two brothers. And at that time, apparently, as some of the Mongolians still maybe do, they live in this tent called yurta. So we also lived in such a tent in that time. So what my wife saw in her vision was burning tent, this burning yurta. So I told this to somebody already. Immediately they said, "Surely it was the Finnish brother who was the one burning and getting mad at the other one." So anyway, this kind of thing is very difficult to research about, impossible to prove. If we want to know the truth, yeah, probably we can just pray or like that. It's very hard to know. But personally, I have to admit some truth in what she said, because I think in Finland there is a tendency for people easily to get hurt and to isolate from others because of hurt feelings. And even though we have these virtues, love nature, being sensitive for others, living for the sake of others, easily it can happen that our sensitivity turns into sensitivity for my feelings, not for the other feelings, and serving others does not happen. And we love peace, but if you look at our history, we could not always live in the peace, and maybe the most horrific example of this is the civil war was in Finland. After 800 years occupation by foreign powers, we gained independence, we declared independence, but within some 40 days, some of elements and some people of the society who felt something bad, they set this country on fire. We were in the civil war. So, in today's Finnish society, I think we can see this kind
of civil war started because of the, in the world, the atmosphere was changed because of the Marxist ideas coming to Europe, and the whole Europe became this kind of field, and people were confused. Finnish people did not want any war, or they did not want to fight with each other. That is the different thing. It was politics with the whole thing, and Finland was tried to be destroyed. It was our crisis time. It was crisis for Finland. This is, no one wanted to fight.
As a response for that, I will share a very short example, because nobody is forced to fight. And my example is my great-grandfather, who was he was a priest, but he was from the labor circles. His father was a bricklayer, mason. So, and he was forced by gunpoint to take a gun and fight in the war, but he would refuse, saying that his ideology and his thoughts does not allow him to take a gun to fight against his brother, against this person in this country. So everybody is, at the time of war, everybody faced a choice what to do. Yes, and there are some personal reasons for influence, whatever we do, beyond the trends. what is in the world in us. And what I am trying to talk about is mostly this personal issue. And
God's ways are very, very odd sometimes.
Mm.
You think about it in the beginning of the 19th century, what kind of life it was. Sometimes weapons are needed, sometimes, if you think about the Bolsheviks and what they did then.
Mm.
So Finland was safe.
Yeah, luckily Finland was safe. And I think, as Martin many times emphasized, they could build quite a wonderful country after that, the Finnish people. But what do you think in today's society in Finland at large? Are we really as a nation practicing such virtues as sensitivity for other people's feelings and living for the sake of others? I'm sure many people do, and but I'm sure at the same time many people live based on individual ideas centered on themselves. And I think this is another big trend.
Yeah.
This is maybe not invented by the Finnish, but we are being influenced by that. So, and I think for our society the result is that despite that we are sensitive to others and we like to be together, but we are increasingly alone through any kind of statistics. And this is the weakening the fabric of the entire society. So, for me, and the way I see, one way to help this problem is strengthen our values, what we have from the past, and I think maybe this research on our roots and so on, what is increasingly coming, maybe it is to support this. But I think this kind of association, by bringing us more closely together with our brothers and sisters from the past who share these common values, this can help us to strengthen our values. So if we come together like this and we reflect such values, then we can understand better what was the characteristics that made this nation strong, persevere through difficult times, and how can we regain and strengthen those characteristics in our nation. So, I thank you very much for attention. I will close my small speech here, but then before leaving stage, I would like to ask our sister from Hungary, Charlotta, and she will bring us a greeting from Hungary. And as you know, this Federation European chapter was inaugurated in Hungary. Song will be in Hungarian, so can you just circle around these words? Just might not be copy for each and every one of you. But this is a Hungarian folk melody, but some of the words they have been written around the time of 1956. And basically the song is expressing the desire for freedom, because as you know we cannot have peace, true peace without having freedom.
For 40 years. Not only what we can do now, but how we can build our life in such a way.
pray that in the spiritual realm we will be able to carry on as these ambassadors. So at the present time we have many challenges, but for example, Joanna can speak English, she mentioned, but in the future world we are not going to have such limitations, in the sense we are going to have much more freedom to act as a peace ambassador, so we can really look positive and joyful heart towards that.
Eli vielä tähän jatkan, että me voisimme ajatella näin, että kun te menette henkimaailmaan ja kaikki aikaisemmat rauhanlähettiläät ympäri maailman, niin meillähän on valtava kenttä työskennellä siellä ympäri maailmaa vaikutuksillamme.
So whenever you go to spiritual world, you are going to meet all the previous peace ambassadors there. We have a huge field of the entire world to work together for the sake of peace.
Me emme voi rajata vaan tätä tehtävää tai ajatusmalliamme tähän ihmisten keskelle, vaan meidän pitää jatkaa ja rakentaa jo sen valmiiksi ajatuksissamme ja toiminta-ajatuksia myöskin toiseen maailmaan.
We cannot only limit our field of mission and activities here among the people present, but we have to widen our horizon to see this spiritual realm as the future part of our field of work. Thank you.
And one of the very important elements is that this, as we heard from these presentations, is spirituality and appreciating this spiritual real or the spiritual life. So in here, that's why in Finland, for example, we have so many, even in many other Scandinavian countries, religious groups, they don't come. But in Finland, almost everyone landing because there is such a receiving, welcoming atmosphere and people's mind. We are really appreciating this, what just Johanna mentioned. This, we continue life in the spiritual after our life here in the physical world. So this element. Thank you very much for this. And yes.
So I just want to comment here because I think it fits very well here. I just asked Barbara, why didn't Lassiero come to this peace ambassador and I said, never seen her. She said, I don't think I belong there because I'm a mother, you know. I mean, she's a woman who's been graduated in American University, she's living in England, she's graduated in Poland. And I said to her that she said, you know, she didn't feel like a peace ambassador because she's just telling children how to collect toys in the evening and take care of the children. Then I realized, you know, you are giving this education for your children who will be the future leaders of this world. You are a peacemaker wherever you are, whoever you are. So it's not a title, but it's a heart that you express in yourself, you know. So I would encourage all of the pipes. You are peacemakers in the way how you're raising the next generation. Who is raising them? Not the schools. You are raising them with your heart. So I really want to encourage all the wives. You are precious peacemakers. You should be recognized for being that.
And thank you, Johanna, for responding to my doubt. My question.
Maybe we can give a very big applause for all the wives who have really been a peacemakers here. How about you? Now we are coming to the. Oh, is somebody else want to say something before closing? Okay.
Can we discuss a little more about this moment and roots and attitude to peace now or later?
Yes. Maybe we can do later.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So now, as we have a.
Okay, maybe you mention the organization and how this is part of our people. No.
Yes. Okay. Just something I can mention about this. That this organization, this we want to establish like a branch, okay? And it's going to be operating inside of IIFWP, and this is also like a developing branch, developing work. But as I mentioned already before in one of our peace ambassador meetings, that this is like one wave to support this process of creating peace in all different levels, you know, in individual, family, society, world, and the cosmos. So this is really like very important adding for this efforts of making peace in all different levels. So are we ready to think positively to establish this kind of branch in here in Finland as well? How is it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that way we can conclude, and this official things and all this more like we can discuss and know more, and I'm going to take more and more and include. It is very important to include also these people who are really practically also connecting, like the Sami people. As our time has been so short, it has been our mind that we really want to bring here somebody with Nelly and Tulen Hattu, showing that culture in Finland was representing this one. But we didn't have the time. So, in the maybe coming future, we are going to connect. And anyway, more important in our whole life is more internal side, is more deciding factor. Therefore, now it's kind of like internally, our decision, our determination is made here today. And then more externally and officially, we can build it and establish it later. But now we have agreed and we feel this is important to support for the efforts of peacemaking in all different levels of individual, family, nation, society, world, and the cosmos. Therefore, now let's conclude by this part before we are going to be given very wonderful lunch by restaurant Kotor to all of us. Then let's conclude by giving big hand for our decision which we made today. All right.
Okay, I would suggest that we have a beautiful banner made by Mr. Ali Hampera, so we can sign everybody this banner as a historical document.
Okay. You have a pen?
Well, we have that
pen. Such a pen with
everybody who's participating.
It's going to break it.
Yes.
All right. Shall we do that?
But you can we can take it off.
Of course, we can take it off. All right. That's good suggestion, right?
You did the same in Budapest.
That's nice.
Yes.
Okay.